This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Marblehead football coach Jim Rutloff here on our Thanksgiving football previews, playing in Swampscott on Thanksgiving Day. And, Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
I know you guys are working hard preparing for Thursday's game, but just a quick update for us. Jim, I want to share with our listeners your season and have you tell us the story a bit about your season. And I think, you know, when you try to draw up a plan for the 2023 football season, what played out for you guys was nothing what you might have tried to draw up in August, right?
Yeah, you know, everything really from when last season ended and the different things that we thought were going to happen, you know, kind of right away got switched around a little bit. We lost our quarterback to a private school, and that happens to a lot of teams. But that switched around kind of the things that we were doing in the summer. Personnel, trying to get other kids ready, trying to get other quarterbacks prepared. And going into the season, and all of a sudden we had a much younger and a much more inexperienced team. We had another junior that, you know, this year was a senior that was going to be a starter for us too that decided not to play. And so we just had some changes right in the beginning. Beginning of the year did not go so well for us. We didn't play well. We didn't coach well. And it took about four games to come out of that. The four teams that we played during that time were all excellent teams. So we had a tough beginning of the season. And once we got into our league play, we got a little bit better. Things started to click. We got healthy, picked up a couple wins, and then we got lucky in the first round with a good draw, a team that we could compete with, and came away with the win in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, that was the 21-12 win over Middleborough. And I know we talked about that too, Coach. I know your time's kind of short here this evening as we're talking here, but I want to have you maybe zero in. You mentioned the slow start. Tell us the maybe dropping names or putting some names into this piece. What did come together for this team in the second half of the season? As you mentioned, early losses against very good teams, but then again, you did put it together as far as wins are concerned in the second half of the year.
Yeah, so I think like any team, we had a group of kids that were returning that we had an idea of where they would be slotted on offense and defense, for example. And then you're searching through new kids that you have, and that includes the returning players from the year before that might be juniors or sophomores. And then any new kid that's, you know, coming onto the team for the first time, like a freshman that's going into their sophomore year. But you're trying to figure out where those kids fit into the open slots that you have on varsity, and we were slow getting into that. We were slow. It just was what it was. Both, you know, the coaching, the players. It took us a little time to kind of figure out who's going to play where. We did not have a starting tailback. We did not have a starting quarterback, and so we had to sort of figure out who those players were going to be. Middle linebacker was a spot that we needed to find a replacement for, free safety for Connor Cronin. So we had a lot of sort of key positions, almost like a baseball team when they say, if you're strong up the middle, catcher, pitcher, center field, shortstop, if you have those players returning or if you have strength at those positions, you should be okay. And it seemed like that's exactly where we didn't have our strength. We had our experience kind of on the edges, and so that's really where things were slow. So as some players, Bodie Smith, that linebacker, stepped up, we had a couple of different kids, Brooks Keefe at safety really stepped up. Later in the year, Owen Dulac came along and kind of learned to play the position and got good enough that we could put him into games. At running back, Brooks Keefe, but we used 17 different running backs this year at different times because of all the injuries at running back. And so finally we solidified things a little bit with Brooks and Brady Salve, but it took time and still they're still learning the position now because it was, you know, last year both of them were slot receivers.
What about your line play? How would you describe that this year?
Line play, it's really the last three or four games we've got, it seems like the younger guys all clicked at the same time. The beginning of the season, we had, you know, our three very strong seniors, Scotty Campbell, Jake Scogland, and Wilson Bullard. Those three guys were returning. We had to replace the other two spots and then get some backups. And we really didn't. We were going through a couple different people at those positions. And sort of to towards the end of the season, all of the guys at the same time, we had really four or five guys that were going in and out of those spots, and all of them started to get it at about the same time. And Justin Gonzalez has played really well. Javry Montenegro has played really well for us. So different guys that have stepped up towards the end of the season, you know, and done really well for us, were not ready sort of at the beginning of the season, and it just was a matter of time and experience.
All right, Coach Rudloff, how do you see the Swampscott matchup this year here in 2023 on the road at Bloxwich Field?
You know, honestly, it always comes down to the end of the game. We've been fortunate in the years that I've been here that we've come out on top a few times in some big wins. But I was an assistant coach here for many years when Swampscott was blowing us out of the water. So it's rare when it happens. It has happened. But I just think that the seasons that both of these teams have had this year, it's going to be a close game. It'll come down to the end. I think that Swampscott's been a lot more effective all season long at scoring points. That's really where we've struggled. So defensively, I think both teams are really good. I think Swampscott always has excellent special teams. So anything can happen, but I really think that the game's going to be close, and it'll come down to which one of the teams can focus on the game on the field and keep their minds off of the rivalry crap that happens on Thanksgiving sometimes and just really focus on the game on the field.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to share with us about Marblehead football this year or on the Thanksgiving matchup with Swampscott?
No, just, you know, I'm very proud and happy about the tradition and the rivalry that we've had through the years. You know, congratulations to Coach Bush on getting the new position as head coach this season. You know, he's done a great job watching them on film. You know, they're an excellent team. They're just super young. I look forward to coaching against Swampscott and Coach Bush on Thursday and for the years to come. But happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and just let's hope it's a great day.
Yeah. Well, Jim, to you, your family, of course, to the coaching staff, their families and players and their families in Marblehead, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. And, Coach, thanks for all your help this season and other seasons as well, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Bill, and thank you guys for covering us and covering all of the high school sports. It's great that we still have people out there that are paying attention. High school football is a great thing for the community, a great thing for the high school, and I'm just really pleased that you guys continue to cover it. And thank you, and have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Jim Rudloff, head football coach at Marblehead High School, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.